following episode of The Orphans is presented by the Nerdy Show Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerdy destination. And with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
We had plans to leave in the early morning. It was essential to study the dome for as long as possible to gather the most data. Unfortunately, Richard had insisted upon his joining our group.
Oi, Jeffrey! You guys heading off soon?
Yes. We are waiting for Richard to be ready.
He likes to take his time, doesn't he?
He does indeed. Has Nora shown any signs of... that thing humans have? Consciousness, yet?
No.
It has been several days, has it not?
You know it has.
I'm sorry. I am merely gauging your emotional reaction.
Yeah, well, don't.
Apologies. I am concerned for your well-being.
Why me? Nora's the one that's hurt.
Because I am aware that you are dealing with the emotional fallout of this incident.
I'm fine.
I am unsure of this.
Just get moving.
The Orphans. Episode 5. Into the Dark.
We passed the area where the ship used to be. There were huge, dark gashes in the ground. Jeffrey and Baz wouldn't stop hypothesizing about where it could have gone. Another hour passed and they were still going on about the plan, about how we were only here to observe. That's Baz's problem. He won't take any risks.
We have to stick to observation only today. Any more and we risk being exposed. Maybe we can get some clues about what is going on in there.
And what if we get there and nothing happens?
We have brought equipment to conduct readings upon it.
What? On a building?
Well, we don't know what it is, do we?
It's a building. It seems pretty obvious to me.
I believe Baz is referring to the internal workings of the structure, whether there are any signals coming from it. Perhaps an indication of electrical signature.
Yes, I know.
Then you'll know that we have to do this.
Yes.
Good.
Everything's fine. She's in shock. She's just sitting there.
Has she said anything?
Not a word.
Does she know about her arm yet?
Not being funny, mate, but it's pretty hard to miss, isn't it?
I think you should go in there and be with her, Val.
What? Why me?
Because you were there. You can be there for her.
I can't be emotional.
Look, just let her talk to you.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
Just be there for her. Just listen to her.
Fine.
It'll be fine, okay? Good luck.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm sorry, that's stupid. I tried to save you. Nora looked up at me.
Her expression was soft. She moved over and put her head in my lap.
We were parked on the edge of the forest by the dome for 3 hours. Nothing went in. Nothing went out. We've been through nearly every test we had and they all came up negative.
Anything on the rad detector?
Nothing.
Nothing. Again. This place is dead.
I saw the dogs come out of here. There has to be something in here. Something has to come up.
Why are you waiting here when nothing is happening? If you know how to get in, why don't you just go?
Because I want to be prepared before we actually attempt any kind of infiltration.
We have barely any food and no medical supplies. We need to get into this place and find and take what is in there.
And what if what is in there doesn't take too kindly to you taking their supplies?
There's nothing in there. Your scans show nothing. We have no proof that anything has come out of here, besides the fact that you said it did.
Stand down, Richard.
I don't answer to you, Metal Man.
No, you answer to me, and I'm telling you to stand down. Jeffrey, I want you to run the seismograph again, to make sure those readings were correct.
As you wish.
You know what? Fuck it.
Richard, no!
Richard grabbed the device we pulled out the dog and sprinted towards the door.
What does he think he's doing? How is this in any way a rational decision?
It's Richard. Rationality doesn't always come into play.
Well, we may as well use his brutal death for research purposes.
This isn't funny. He's going to get himself killed.
I was half expecting the ground to swallow him. He drew closer and closer, and still nothing happened. No alarm. No defences. Just silence.
I reached the other side out of breath. There was no attack. No response of any kind. Are you coming or what? Right. So this is a key. How do you turn this thing on?
No. Let's have a way from there.
It's fine. There's nothing. Let's take a look.
And with that, Richard disappeared into the dome.
He's such an idiot. I'm going after him.
There is so little data available on this structure. We would be going in blind. We cannot go in after him.
Then you stay here, but I can't leave him.
I was not prepared to allow Baz to enter the facility on his own. Despite it going directly against all that my programming told me was necessary for my data's survival, I followed him into the darkness.
Oh, it feels so good to be out in the open.
You still have to be careful. You could very easily tear open the wound.
I know, I know. Thank you for looking after me, Liv.
You're welcome.
How's Nora doing?
She's still not said anything.
Is Val still in there?
Yeah, they're both sat in there. She's not even sleeping.
Why, though?
Well, she's been through a traumatic experience. We can't expect her to wake up and be the same old Nora.
You're right.
Probably won't be okay for... Quiet.
It's up ahead.
We need to go back.
No. Let's take a look.
Are you crazy?
We need to see how many there are. Get low.
We crawled closer to the biter. It was on the ground, thrashing and growling. Foam was coming out of its mouth.
What's it doing?
It's seizing.
I'm gonna take it out.
No, wait!
That thing is gonna call more of its kind.
I want to study that thing. If we find out more about them, we can defend ourselves against them. Just sever its spinal cord.
That's dark.
Just do it.
Fine. All right. That's it.
Great.
Richard?
seems to have gone further ahead.
Oh, idiot.
I could kill him. Can you turn on your torches? I can't see a thing.
Yes, of course.
We were in a dark cavern. It stretched out so far that neither of us could make out the end. Lining the walls were large metal doors, each of which had a control panel beside it. Look at these. Bring the light.
One would presume it controls the door.
Let's find out what's behind it, then.
As the door slid open, lights illuminated a large figure.
A huge dock loomed over us. It took me a second to realise that it wasn't moving. It was being supported by a giant metal frame with wires and tubes going into it.
This must be where they store the dogs.
What are these little tubes?
They appear to be feeding directly into a biological heart.
Well, can we take this out of operation?
With pleasure. Less pleasurable than initially anticipated.
Right, let's find Richard and get out of here.
Are there no lights in this bloody place? Shit! Finally! I hit the jackpot. I was in a huge med bay. The walls were stacked with drugs, bandaging, everything we needed. Oh, they're gonna love this. I didn't find much after that. I just wandered around a bit more and ran into Jeffrey and Baz.
Sorry, didn't mean to bother you there. Just cleaning, don't mind me.
Hi.
Wait, Richard!
How do you know my name?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Why not?
I've got very strict security protocols.
Right. What's your name?
I'm Stella, 3rd or 4th cleanliness drone at your service.
Nice to meet you. What are you doing here? Okay. Where is everyone, Stella?
Oh, they went a long time ago.
Why did they leave?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that either.
Why not?
Not allowed. Protocol.
Is there anyone else here, Stella?
Can't say.
Okay. Is there any information you do have?
Well, I can't tell you, but maybe I can show you.
All right, show me.
Follow me.
Hey, how's it? Oh, wow.
Oh, get a hold of yourself. It's just a little dissection. You've seen worse.
Yeah, seen. Not a big fan of the smell, though.
That'd be the rot.
It's rotting already.
No, the skin's been rotting since before we got to it.
That's disgusting.
I don't think this is actually another species at all. I think it's human.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
Look at the brain.
Oh, come on, Liv.
Suck it up. Just look at it. It's a human brain, plus a whole lot of fungus.
Fungus?
Yeah, it's attached itself to the brain.
Wait, what? So the brain's rotting like the skin?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, the brain's healthy. It's a normal colour. The fungus is just leaching off of it. I think whatever this is, the fungus is the cause, not a side effect. You said they were on the ship?
Yeah. We found one of them dead. And a whole load of them chased us out of there. You don't think that could be the crew?
Exactly. I think there was some massive shipboard exposure to this, and it went down.
Well, weren't we affected by this?
We were in the tanks. They couldn't get us.
I wonder how they got on board.
You may never know.
Hey guys, Nora wants to talk to you.
She's speaking?
Yeah, and I would hurry up.
Hey Nora.
How are you doing? Sorry, that was a stupid question.
We found one of those biters today. Liz's been dissecting it.
Maybe not the best topic of conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Why did you do it?
Do what?
Do what, Nora?
Why didn't you just let me die?
What?
Why didn't you just let me die?
We could save your life. So we did.
And did you never consider that maybe I don't want to live the rest of my life as some invalid?
Any life's better than no life at all.
That's rich.
Nora, we just wanted to keep
you... Go away.
Nora, please, you have
I
to
listen...
I
don't want to talk anymore.
Okay, we'll go.
You have been listening to The Orphans, Episode 5, Into the Dark, Part 5 of 7. Presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play and BitTorrent now. The Orphans is written and directed by Zachary Fortescon. Starring Amy Kember as Nora, James Barbarossa as Jeffrey, Alex Bird as Baz, Gavin Richards as Richard, Declan Galpin as William, Ruby Parker Harbord as Valerie, Laura Gerling as Olivia, and introducing Jody Stedman as Stella. Sound recordist Zachary Fortescon. Featuring Immersed, Quinn Song First Night, and Big Mojo by Kevin MacLeod. Shadowlands by Purple Planet. Full music credits are listed in the podcast description. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, please visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorship. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com and be sure to follow Nerdy Show and The Orphans on all your favorite social media networks. If it's geeky, we've got it covered.
This has been a Blacktail production.